You don't get a better life by waiting. You get it by building better habits. That one sentence might be all you need to hear today. Because the truth is, your life right now is a reflection of your habits. What you do, how you think, how you show up, and how you react. If you've been stuck, lost, or mentally tired, it's not because you're broken. It's because your daily habits are not working for you. They're working against you. The good news is this. You can rewire your entire mindset by changing what you do every day. Not next year, not next month, today. This audiobook will walk you through 10 positive habits that will rewire your mindset. These are simple, clear, real-life practices that help you think sharper, feel better, focus stronger, and finally move forward with your life. If you apply just one of them, your life will shift. If you apply all 10, everything can change. No hype, no fluff, just truth, results, and your next level. Chapter 1. Wake up with a purpose and stop wasting time. Wake up with a purpose and stop wasting time. It sounds simple, but it's one of the most powerful changes you'll ever make in your life. Every day, people open their eyes and roll out of bed with no idea what they're doing, no direction, no urgency, no reason behind their actions. And that's where most people lose. Not because they're not smart, not because they don't have talent, but because they start the day like it doesn't matter. And when you live like that, the day slips right out of your hands. You need to start waking up like your life is on the line, because it is. You don't get this day again. You won't get these hours back. If you don't use this time to build something meaningful, it disappears forever. And that should bother you. That should shake something inside of you. Because your time is your life. That's all life is. Time. And when you waste time, you're wasting your own life. There's nothing more painful than looking back and realizing you did nothing with your days. Now, I'm not talking about being busy. I'm talking about being intentional. Waking up and saying, I'm doing this today, and I know why. That kind of clarity changes everything. It gives you energy. It makes you sharp. It helps you say no to distractions. It makes your actions stronger, faster, and more direct. Most people don't live with intention. They live with routine. Same thoughts, same habits, same excuses, same complaints. And then they wonder why nothing changes. Waking up with purpose means you stop handing your time over to the world. You stop letting the day control you, and you take charge. The people who succeed, the ones who grow, the ones who make a difference, they don't drift. They decide. And that decision starts the moment they wake up. They don't scroll their phone. They don't hit snooze. They don't wander through the morning. They move with a reason. That's the mindset that rewires everything. Purpose gives you fire. You feel it when you wake up and know what you're chasing. You don't need motivation when you have a reason. And that's what most people are missing. They wait to feel good before they act. But people with purpose don't wait. They act. And the feeling comes later. So stop looking for some perfect moment. You create the moment by doing what needs to be done. Every morning, ask yourself, what am I building today? Not what's on the to-do list, not what you feel like doing. What are you building? You build confidence by keeping promises to yourself. You build strength by facing the things you avoid. You build a future by doing something today your future self will thank you for. That's what purpose looks like in real life. It's not a feeling. It's a decision backed by discipline. If you keep waking up without a plan, you're setting yourself up to repeat the same cycle. That's why people feel stuck. That's why they feel tired. That's why they lose their drive. It's not because life is unfair. It's because they live without intention. You can have a better life if you start owning your mornings. Not someday, today, right now. If you give your time the value it deserves, your whole life will start to change. Your purpose doesn't need to be some grand mission. Start small, start real. Maybe it's getting in shape. Maybe it's becoming more disciplined. Maybe it's building a business, fixing your finances, or changing how you think. Whatever it is, tie it to your daily actions. Make it matter today. Because if it doesn't matter today, it won't matter at all. Don't live your life always preparing to start. That's how people waste decades. Start treating time like money. Would you give away your last dollar to someone who didn't earn it? Then why do you give away your last hour to things that don't grow you? Think about that. Your time is your currency. Spend it wisely. Invest it in habits, thoughts, and actions that take you somewhere new. Every time you use your time well, you build momentum. And that momentum becomes progress. That progress builds confidence, and confidence builds a new mindset. But it all starts when you stop wasting time. When you wake up tomorrow, don't grab your phone, don't check your messages, sit still for a few minutes, breathe. Ask yourself, what do I need to focus on today? Not what's urgent, not what people expect. What matters to you? That one question can shift your direction. Write it down, set your focus. Start the day with strength, not reaction. That's how you take back control. You won't always feel like doing it, that's normal. But discipline isn't about how you feel. It's about doing what's right, even when it's uncomfortable, and over time that becomes who you are. Your habits shape your identity. You want to be someone strong? Start acting like it when no one's watching. You want to be someone focused? Then remove the distractions and do what needs to be done. It starts small, but it becomes permanent when you repeat it daily. People always talk about success like it's some mystery, but it's not. It's just consistency around the right habits. Waking up with a reason. Taking your time seriously. Respecting yourself enough to stay disciplined. That's it. It's not complicated. But it takes work. And that's why most people don't change. They want the rewards without the routine. But you're not most people. You're here because you know there's more. You know you've wasted enough time. You've delayed enough dreams. You've talked yourself out of progress too many times. And now it's time to stop. Wake up with a mission. Act like it matters. Because it does. There are people counting on you. Even if they don't say it, your future is counting on you. And it only shows up when you do. So tomorrow morning, give yourself a new start. Get up early, think clearly, move with intention, and start rewiring your life one habit at a time. The first habit is simple. Wake up with purpose and stop wasting time. Get that one right, and everything else starts falling into place. Chapter 2. Plan your day before the world distracts you. Plan your day before the world distracts you. That's one of the best moves you'll ever make for your growth, your peace, and your future. Because once your feet hit the floor, everything around you is designed to pull you in 100 directions. People will want your time. Notifications will beg for your attention. Your mind will start jumping from one thing to another. And if you haven't taken control of your day first, the world will take it for you. The truth is, most people live in reaction. They don't decide how their day will go. They respond to what shows up. They open their phone, check emails, scroll through messages, and start following everyone else's agenda. And what happens next? The important things don't get done. The goals stay goals. The stress builds. The mind gets cluttered. And they end the day wondering where the time went. You can't afford to live that way. Not if you're serious about changing your life. Not if you want to rewire your mindset. Your goals, your focus, your habits, they all depend on how you start. Planning your day is how you set the tone. It's how you stay centered. It's how you get the right things done instead of just staying busy. Because being busy isn't the same as being productive. You can be busy all day and still fall behind. But when you're intentional, when you plan, your actions move you forward. Before the noise begins, you need silence. Not just physical silence, but mental clarity. That happens when you take time in the morning to decide what matters most. You sit down, you grab a notebook, you write out your top three goals for the day. You decide your priorities, you think through your time, you schedule your deep work. You create space for focus, and when you do that, you stop leaving your life to chance. Most people don't realize this, but planning your day gives you power. It gives you control. When you plan ahead, you remove guesswork. You don't sit around wondering what to do next. You've already decided. That's the difference between progress and procrastination. People who wing it usually waste it. But people who plan it, build it. And here's something else. Planning your day reduces anxiety. Your mind gets overwhelmed when you're trying to hold too much in your head. But when you take 5 to 10 minutes in the morning to put it all down, what needs to be done? When you're doing it, what you're focusing on, you free your mind to think clearly. You give yourself direction. You stop overthinking because now there's structure, and structure brings peace. It doesn't have to be complicated. You don't need fancy systems or 10 apps. All you need is intention. You wake up, you take a breath, and you ask yourself, "What must get done today to move me closer to the life I want?" That's the question that sets your standard. That's the question that eliminates distractions. Because when you're clear on what matters, you stop chasing everything that doesn't. You see, people waste hours because they never stop to decide what matters most. They move from one thing to another, reacting, responding, checking, scrolling, and by the end of the day, their energy is gone. But imagine if you planned ahead. Imagine starting the day knowing what deserves your energy. That's how you make progress you can feel. That's how you end the day with pride instead of regret. Planning also builds discipline. It teaches you to value your time. You start treating your hours with respect. You stop waiting for motivation and start relying on structure. Because when you plan ahead, you don't need to feel like doing it. You already scheduled it. And that schedule becomes your commitment. And that's key. Commitment. Not just to tasks, but to growth. You can't grow if your days are filled with noise and confusion. You need space to think. You need time to execute. And that starts with a plan. You sit down, look at your day, and ask, "Where am I going to put my energy? What am I avoiding that needs to get done? Who do I need to follow up with? What distractions do I need to cut today?" These are the questions that make you sharp. They keep you from drifting. They keep your goals alive. Here's another truth. Planning your day helps you build better habits. Why? Because habits don't form just from repetition. They form from clarity. You're more likely to follow through when you know exactly when and how you'll do something. If you say, "I want to read more," but you don't schedule time, you'll skip it. But if you say, I'll read from 7 o'clock to 7:30 in the evening, now it's real. You've made space for it. That's how habits get wired in. Don't rely on willpower. Rely on structure. Rely on clarity. Because when life gets messy, and it will, your plan is what holds you steady. It's what keeps you moving. It's what helps you win even on the hard days. If you only work when you feel great, you won't get far. But if you plan your time, you'll get results, whether you feel like it or not. Now, I want you to think about this. If you don't control your time, someone else will. And usually, it's not someone with your best interest in mind. That's why you need to take ownership from the very beginning of the day. Your goals, your mental health, your energy, they all depend on how you spend your time. And that starts with a plan. Your mindset gets sharper when you plan ahead. Your confidence grows because you stop living in chaos. You stop forgetting things. You stop feeling like the day got away from you. And that consistency, that sense of control, that's what builds a new identity. You start to see yourself differently. Not as someone who's always behind, but as someone who's in charge. As someone who respects their time. As someone who shows up with focus. And that's powerful. Because once you shift how you use your time, you shift how you live. And once you shift how you live, your results change. Planning your day might sound small, but it touches everything. It touches your work, it touches your health, it touches your goals, it touches how you talk to people, how you treat yourself, how you feel when the day is over. It's not just a habit, it's a foundation. So if you want to rewire your mindset, start right here. Start tomorrow. Wake up and plan your day before the world gets to you. Sit with your thoughts. Write down your priorities. Choose your focus. Then go into your day with strength. Go in with control. Go in with direction. That's how you stop surviving your days and start building your life. One clear plan at a time. Chapter 3. Talk to yourself like someone you respect. Talk to yourself like someone you respect. That one shift can change the way you live, the way you think, and the way you show up in the world. Every day, we have an ongoing conversation in our minds. We wake up and start talking to ourselves. We judge, we compare, we criticize, we question our worth, and most people don't even realize how damaging that voice has become. It sounds familiar, but it's often harsh, impatient, and negative. The truth is, if someone else talked to us the way we talk to ourselves, we'd cut them off. But we keep listening to that inner voice because we've never learned to speak to ourselves with the same respect we show others. If you want to rewire your mindset, you have to start by changing your internal language. You cannot build confidence by tearing yourself down. You cannot grow stronger by feeding your mind with doubt. You cannot create a better life if you're constantly telling yourself that you're not good enough to deserve it. The way you speak to yourself becomes the way you see yourself. And the way you see yourself controls what you expect from life. Start paying attention to the words you use when you think about yourself. Would you say those same things to a friend you admire? Would you tell someone you care about that they're lazy, worthless, or not good enough? Would you roll your eyes when they try something new or make a mistake? Of course not. So why do you do it to yourself? That habit needs to end. It doesn't help you. It holds you back. It keeps you playing small. And it becomes your identity if you don't fix it. Respecting yourself in thought is not about ego. It's not about pretending you're perfect. It's about giving yourself the same kindness, patience, and encouragement that you give to others. You've made mistakes. So has everyone. You've failed at things. So has everyone. But you're still here. You're still trying. That counts for something. That deserves respect. That deserves better words inside your head. When you speak to yourself like someone you respect, your posture changes. Your decisions become bolder. You start believing you can change. You stop settling for less. You stop tolerating things that make you miserable. You start choosing what builds you, not what breaks you. And all of that begins with one simple shift: your internal voice. It's easy to let self-talk spiral out of control. One small mistake turns into, "I always mess things up." One missed goal turns into, "I never follow through." That kind of talk kills progress. It turns short-term setbacks into long-term identities. And before you know it, you're carrying around shame that doesn't belong to you. Respect means being honest, but also being fair. You can admit where you went wrong without calling yourself a failure. You can want to improve without thinking you're broken. Your mind listens to everything you say, even when you're joking. When you call yourself lazy, your mind takes note. When you say you're not smart enough, your mind starts believing it. And once a belief is repeated enough, it becomes part of your behavior. That's why it's critical to replace negative self-talk with language that builds strength. You don't need to be overly positive or fake. You just need to be accurate and constructive. Start catching those automatic negative thoughts. Don't let them go unchecked. When you hear yourself say, "I'm not good at," say, "I'm still learning this. I'll get better." When you feel yourself thinking, "I can't handle this," change it to, "This is hard, but I've handled hard things before." That's not fluff, that's mental training. That's how you rewire the way you think. Think about how you talk to a child who's learning. You don't shout at them when they fall. You don't insult them when they don't understand something right away. You guide them. You encourage them. You tell them, "Try again." You remind them, "You're doing great. Keep going." Now ask yourself, when was the last time you said those words to yourself? Every time you tear yourself down, you reinforce the belief that you're not enough. But every time you lift yourself up with respect and encouragement, you reinforce the truth that growth is possible. And that truth will carry you through the hardest moments of your life. Respectful self-talk also builds mental toughness. You'll need it when things get rough. Before I left the fleet, I saw with my own eyes many truths. You'll need it when people doubt you, when results are slow, when fear shows up. If your mind turns against you in those moments, you'll quit. But if your inner voice is firm, calm, and clear, you'll stay the course. You'll remind yourself why you started. You'll tell yourself, "This is worth it." That inner strength becomes a shield, and it's built word by word, thought by thought. Some people believe that being hard on themselves keeps them disciplined, but there's a difference between discipline and disrespect. Discipline is saying, "I expect more from myself because I know what I'm capable of." Disrespect is saying, "I'm not good enough, so I'll never make it." One lifts you up, the other wears you down. If you want to be consistent and resilient, you need discipline without the abuse. You need to push yourself with respect. Start being the voice you wish you had when you were struggling. Speak to yourself like someone who wants to grow, not someone who's doomed to repeat the same mistakes. Remind yourself of the progress you've made. Talk about your goals like they matter. Celebrate your effort, not just your outcomes. That's how you build trust with yourself. And self-trust is what leads to real confidence. Confidence doesn't come from achievements. It comes from the relationship you have with yourself. If you speak with encouragement, honesty, and patience, you become your own supporter. And when you have your own support, you stop needing so much approval from the world. You stop chasing praise. You stop fearing judgment. You start moving through life with quiet power. Because deep down, you know you've got your own back. You're not going to get everything right. You're going to have days where you slip. You're going to have moments where the negative thoughts come rushing in. That's normal. But what matters is how you respond. Will you stay stuck in that mindset? Or will you stop, correct the thought, and replace it with something stronger? Every correction is a step forward. Every kind word is a building block. And over time, the old patterns lose their grip. So check your tone when you talk to yourself. Notice the language. Notice the energy. Start building a new habit of speaking with respect. Speak like someone who wants to see you win. Speak like someone who believes in your potential. Speak like someone who knows you've got work to do, but also knows you're capable of doing it. You're with yourself every moment of your life. You hear every word you say inside. Make sure those words push you forward, not pull you back. You don't need to be perfect. You need to be real. And real means treating yourself with dignity, even in the struggle. That's the shift that rewires your mindset. That's the habit that separates you from the person you used to be. You've spent enough time listening to doubt. It's time to build something better. One word at a time. One thought at a time. One decision at a time. Talk to yourself like someone you respect, and you'll become someone you respect. That's where real change begins. Chapter 4. Take action when your mind says, delay again. Take action when your mind says, delay again. That moment, when your thoughts start convincing you to wait, to postpone, to think about it later, that moment is the exact turning point where your future is decided. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Right there. When the idea comes and your mind resists, that resistance is the wall between who you are and who you could become. And most people lose that battle. Not because they're weak, but because they believe the delay. They trust the voice that says, not now. And they don't even realize that voice is what's keeping them stuck. Delays don't always look like fear. Sometimes they show up dressed as logic. I'm tired today. I'll feel more ready tomorrow. This isn't the right time. Let me just rest a bit first. That voice sounds reasonable. It even feels protective. But in reality, it's a habit of hesitation. And if you don't challenge that habit, it grows stronger. The more you delay, the more it becomes part of your routine. And eventually you stop trusting yourself to follow through. You can't build anything with hesitation. You can't grow with avoidance. You can't become your best self while always postponing the work. That's why this one habit, taking action exactly when your mind says delay, is the breakthrough. It's not about motivation, it's about response. That first few seconds, when your brain says pause, that's when you step forward. Not because you feel like it, but because you've decided to be the kind of person who follows through anyway. The real challenge is internal. You know what you should do. You've thought about it. You've planned it. But when the time comes, you start negotiating. That's the trap. The mind will try to bargain its way out of discomfort, and you have to be quicker than the excuse. The window is short. Seconds, sometimes. Either you act, or the mind takes over and pulls you back into delay. And here's the truth. Every time you act when you don't feel like it, you build discipline. You send a message to your brain that you're in control now. You don't need perfect conditions. You don't need full energy. You don't need more time. You just need to start. That one decision creates momentum, and momentum is powerful. Once you begin, things start shifting. Energy shows up. Clarity returns. The task you were avoiding no longer feels as heavy. It's the starting that was the hardest part. Think about how many things in your life could have already been finished if you had just started when it was time. That conversation you keep pushing off. That task you keep saying you'll get to. That goal you promised yourself you'd work on months ago. They're not undone because of lack of knowledge. They're not undone because of lack of time. They're still waiting because of delay. The habit of putting things off steals more dreams than failure ever will. The longer you delay, the heavier things feel. A simple task starts to feel like a burden. A one-hour job becomes a mental weight. And over time, that weight turns into guilt. You start thinking, why can't I just do it? But it's not about your ability. It's about your pattern. Your brain got used to comfort. It built a pathway that says, if it's uncomfortable, avoid it. But you're not here to stay comfortable. You're here to grow. And growth only happens on the other side of action. You won't feel ready. Stop waiting for that. Most breakthroughs happen when you move forward despite the feeling. The mind wants safety. The soul wants expansion. And they often don't agree. That's why you feel internal conflict. But every time you choose movement over delay, you build a stronger version of yourself. You become someone you can count on. Someone who doesn't get pushed around by hesitation. There's power in doing the small things immediately. Waking up when the alarm rings. Answering the email you've been avoiding. Getting started on the workout. Opening the book. Sitting down to work. These don't seem like big things, but they are. They're the proof that you're becoming someone who follows through, and that consistency will change your identity. When you take action despite resistance, your self-respect increases. You stop seeing yourself as someone who quits. You start seeing yourself as someone who gets it done. That self-pigeon upgrade is what drives long-term change. You can only respect yourself when you live in a way that aligns with your goals. And that means not giving in to delay when you promised yourself progress. This isn't about speed. It's about intention. You don't need to do everything at once. You just need to act when your mind tries to stall. That's the rule. When the hesitation shows up, don't argue with it. Don't debate it. Don't sit with it. Just act. One step. One movement. One decision. Break the pattern before it becomes a cycle. You don't need more time. You need less hesitation. That's what most people don't realize. They think they're waiting for a better moment, but really they're just practicing avoidance. And practice makes permanent. So stop practicing the delay. Practice execution. Practice being the person who moves, even when it's hard. Practice courage in motion. Delays rob you of peace. When something needs to be done and you avoid it, it stays in your mind. It drains your energy in the background. That message you didn't send. That decision you didn't make. That task you didn't finish. They don't disappear. They linger. And every time you think about them, your stress increases. But when you handle them immediately, you free your mind. You make space for focus, creativity, and confidence. It's not about being perfect. It's about being present. Delay keeps you in a loop of someday. But someday doesn't exist. There is only now. And now is the place where everything begins. If you train yourself to take action the moment hesitation shows up, you take back control. You stop being a victim of your emotions. You stop waiting for life to feel right. You create the right feeling by doing the right thing. Everything you want requires action. Goals don't respond to intention, they respond to execution. If you delay, the opportunity passes, the energy fades, the momentum dies. That's why you have to act faster than your excuses. You can think later. Right now, you move, you start, you show up. That's the real difference between those who grow and those who stay the same. You have more control than you think. But control comes from action. You can't think your way into change. You have to act your way there. Even if it's uncomfortable. Even if it's inconvenient. Even if it's unfamiliar. Your next level is hidden behind the thing you keep avoiding. And the only way to reach it is to go through that resistance without delay. So the next time your mind says, "Do it later," recognize it for what it is. It's not a valid reason. It's a test of your commitment, a test of your priorities, a test of your mindset. And the only right answer is action. Not perfect action, just action. You start where you are. You use what you have. You do what you can, but you move. That's the habit that changes everything. Taking action when your mind says delay again is not easy, but it's necessary. If you can master this moment, you can master your progress. And when you do it often enough, your brain starts to rewire. Delay loses its grip, excuses lose their power, and you begin to live like someone who follows through, not just once, but every time it matters. That's the kind of person who wins. That's the kind of life worth building. One action at a time.
Chapter 5. Push yourself to finish what you start today. Push yourself to finish what you start today. That's how you build character. That's how you separate yourself from the crowd. Anyone can begin. Most people do. Starting is easy. But it's the finishing that sets you apart. That's where real growth happens. Not in the moment of excitement when everything feels fresh, but in the quiet hours when it's tough to stay with it. That's when you find out who you really are. There's always something pulling you away from the task. Distractions, doubt, boredom, discomfort. It all shows up the moment you try to stay consistent. But you have to train yourself to stay focused even when it's not exciting anymore. Even when it's harder than you thought it would be. Even when you'd rather stop and rest. You have to build the kind of discipline that says, "If I started this today, I will finish it today." When you leave things half done, it starts to wear on you. You might tell yourself it's no big deal. You might think, "I'll get back to it tomorrow." But deep down, unfinished work becomes mental clutter. It lingers in the back of your mind. It creates pressure. It steals your focus. And over time, it chips away at your confidence. You begin to doubt your ability to follow through. You start seeing yourself as someone who quits early. And that belief slowly becomes a habit. You have to fight that. Because how you do one thing often becomes how you do everything. If you cut corners on the small things, you'll cut corners on the big ones too. That's why it matters to finish strong. Not for the result, not for the reward, but for the integrity it builds inside you. It's about proving to yourself that you don't need to feel perfect to complete what you said you'd do. Some days, you won't feel like it. Your mind will give you every excuse in the book. You're tired. You've done enough. No one's watching. It can wait. That's when you push. Not because it's convenient, but because your standards matter more than your mood. Your standards are your personal contract with yourself. And if you break that contract often, your self-trust starts to fall apart. Every time you finish what you start, even if it's small, you build a mental edge. That edge carries into other areas of your life. Finish the workout, and you'll start showing up stronger in conversations. Complete the project, and you'll carry more confidence into the next challenge. Clean up the mess you created, and you'll think more clearly in everything else. Follow-through becomes your new normal. There's something powerful about doing what you said you would do, especially when it's not easy, especially when no one else is holding you accountable. Because that's when you become your own leader. That's when you stop needing to be pushed. That's when your discipline becomes internal. And when discipline comes from within, you become unstoppable. You don't need a perfect system. You don't need more motivation. You need urgency. Not in a rushed or panicked way, but in a clear and present way. You look at your day and ask, what needs to be done? Then you do it. Not tomorrow. Not later. Today. And you do it fully. You don't half finish. You don't leave pieces behind. You complete it because that's who you're becoming. Completion builds clarity. When your mind sees something through to the end, it closes a loop. It says, that's handled. And that closure gives you space to move forward. But when things are left incomplete, your mind keeps circling back to them. You keep remembering what you haven't done. That takes energy. And wasted energy is one of the biggest reasons people feel stuck. They're drained by all the things they've started, but never finished. You can reverse that. You can get your energy back by doing what you avoid. You can feel lighter by simply completing the task you've been carrying for too long. And once you start finishing more things, your identity changes. You begin to see yourself as dependable, as focused, as someone who closes the gap between thought and action. That's how momentum is built. One completed task at a time. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It just has to be done. If you told yourself you'd clean the desk, clean it. If you said you'd study for an hour, do the hour. If you started writing something, don't stop halfway. Give yourself the gift of completion. It's not about perfection. It's about commitment. You don't have to do everything flawlessly. You just have to finish what you began. This mindset also trains you to work with time, not against it. Most people waste time because they restart the same tasks over and over. They get halfway done, stop, then try again tomorrow. That's inefficient. That kills flow. But when you finish today, you move on tomorrow. You progress instead of recycle. That's how people get ahead. They stay ahead of the hesitation. They execute without dragging it into another day. Start seeing everything you do as a chance to reinforce a standard. When you finish, you raise your standard. When you stop early, you lower it. It's that simple. There's no need to overthink it. Just finish what you started. Don't analyze. Don't wait for inspiration. Don't stall. Act. Complete. Move forward. That mindset creates emotional strength. Because now you don't just hope for results. You build them, one action at a time. You don't need more discipline tomorrow. You need more decisions today. The decision to push when it's easier to pause. The decision to focus when distractions are calling. The decision to close the chapter you opened. These small wins matter more than you think. They stack up. They become your advantage. They become the reason you feel confident walking into new challenges. Most people live in a loop of incompletion. You don't have to. You can break that loop today. It starts with one task, one moment, one push. Remind yourself that the feeling of being done is better than the feeling of stopping short. Remind yourself that growth doesn't come from easy starts. It comes from hard finishes. You've started many things in life. Some you've finished, some you haven't. That's okay. But from this point on, decide that if something gets your time today, it gets your full attention. You don't leave it undone. You don't pass it to tomorrow. You do it right now. That's how you earn your own respect. That's how you stay clear-headed. That's how you win quietly, consistently, and completely. Push yourself not because you're behind, but because you're capable of more. Push because the day matters. Push because you've had enough of stopping halfway. Push because the person you want to become doesn't live in delay, doubt, or unfinished work. That version of you lives in action, clarity, and completion, and that version is built today by what you finish. Chapter 6. Say no to things that drain your energy. Say no to things that drain your energy. That one decision can protect your peace, sharpen your focus, and give you back control over your life. Every single day, you're being pulled in different directions. People want your time. Devices demand your attention. Habits creep into your routine that don't serve you. And without realizing it, your energy gets drained by things that don't move your life forward. Not because you're weak, but because you haven't been trained to say no with strength and clarity. Most people think energy only comes from sleep, food, and rest. But the truth is, your energy is also deeply connected to your boundaries, your priorities, and your ability to choose what you allow into your life. If you constantly say yes to everything and everyone, you slowly lose the energy to build what matters. You spread yourself thin. You leave no room for focus, no space for rest, and no time for what you actually care about. It might feel polite to say yes. It might feel easier to go along with things, but every unnecessary yes is a slow leak of your personal power. And when enough of those leak out, you're left feeling drained, unfocused, and unmotivated. That's not bad luck. That's poor management of energy. Energy is not infinite. You wake up with a limited amount each day, and how you spend it matters. You can spend it on people who complain non-stop. You can spend it scrolling through endless noise. You can spend it overthinking things that never change. Or you can choose to protect it, direct it, and use it to build something meaningful. But you can't do both. You can't pour yourself into goals and distractions at the same time. You have to choose. And that choice begins by saying no more often, not out of anger, but out of self-respect. Some of the biggest breakthroughs in life don't come from doing more. They come from removing what drains you. The draining conversations, the unimportant tasks, the toxic relationships, the mindless routines, all of it adds up. It's not just what you do, it's what you allow. And if you're not careful, your days get filled with things that wear you out without giving anything back. That's why no is such a powerful word. It creates space. It clears your path. It reminds you that your time and energy are valuable. You're not here to live on autopilot. You're not here to be available to everything. You're here to grow, to build, to make progress. That means you have to be selective. You have to know what feeds you and what empties you. And once you know, you have to act on it. You have to start cutting off what doesn't belong in your life. That's not selfish. That's survival. That's strategy. That's growth. Too many people are tired, not because they've done too much, but because they've done too much of what doesn't matter. They've said yes to every request. They've agreed to every favor. They've allowed interruptions at every hour. And now their mind is scattered, their body is heavy, and their goals are buried under obligations. That pattern ends when you say no. Not with guilt, but with clarity. If something drains you, you need to ask why you're still allowing it. Is it because you're afraid to upset someone? Is it because you don't want to seem rude? Is it because you've convinced yourself that your needs don't matter? Those reasons sound good on the surface, but they cost you in the long run. Because the more you abandon yourself to please others, the less of you is left. And over time, you forget what you even wanted in the first place. Your energy is not a casual thing. It's your life force. It fuels your thoughts, your actions, your emotions. And if you keep giving it away to the wrong things, you won't have enough left for the right things. That's how people drift away from their potential. Not because they're lazy, but because they're constantly drained by things they never questioned. So you have to pause and take inventory. What takes from you and gives nothing back? What makes you feel smaller, not stronger? What pulls you away from your priorities? That's where your no needs to go. This doesn't mean you shut everyone out. It means you become more intentional. You choose where your attention goes. You choose who has access to your time. You choose what gets a response and what gets ignored. Because every choice is either building you up or wearing you down. And you don't need to feel bad about protecting your peace. People who respect your boundaries are the people who belong in your life. Saying no is also how you build focus. When you stop letting every little thing into your day, you start having space to concentrate. You stop being reactive and start becoming proactive. You stop jumping from one thing to another and start finishing what you start. That kind of focus is a superpower in a world full of noise. And it's not something you stumble into, it's something you create by cutting the excess. When you say no to distractions, you say yes to growth. When you say no to draining people, you say yes to peace. When you say no to pointless habits, you say yes to progress. It's not about being cold, it's about being committed. You have to ask yourself, what kind of life do I want to build? And what's standing in the way of that life? If it doesn't align with your purpose, your values, or your priorities, then it doesn't deserve your energy. You have to train your mind to recognize what feels right and what feels off. That feeling you get when something drains you, that heaviness, that frustration, that tightness in your chest, it's not random, it's feedback. Your body and mind are telling you, this is not for you. Listen to that, honor it. Don't silence it with distractions, don't bury it under obligations, pay attention and make the choice that protects your energy. People will always ask for your time. The world will always offer you something new to focus on, but not everything deserves a yes. Not everything needs a response. Some things are meant to be declined, some invitations need to be turned down. Some conversations need to end, some habits need to go. Not later, now. Because the longer you wait to say no, the more you'll resent the things you've allowed to take over your life. This is how you start building a new mindset. One that's not based on overload, but on clarity. One that's not fueled by chaos, but by intention. One that knows how to guard energy like it's something sacred. Because it is. You don't get unlimited energy, you get what you protect. And if you start each day with the question, what will protect my energy today, you'll make better choices. You'll build better routines. You'll move with purpose instead of pressure. So from now on, look at every request, every habit, every situation and ask, does this build me or drain me? If it drains you, say no. Not later, not when it's convenient. Now, say no with confidence. Say no with peace. Say no with the understanding that every time you protect your energy, you create space for growth. You create room for focus. You create clarity in your life. And that's how you change everything, one powerful no at a time. Chapter 7. Learn one new thing that sharpens your thinking. learn one new thing that sharpens your thinking. That's a habit that can change the course of your life if you commit to it daily, not once in a while, not only when it's easy, every day, one new idea, one new insight, one new concept that challenges how you think. That habit, done consistently, will strengthen your mind in ways you can't imagine right now, because what you feed your mind becomes the foundation of your choices, your beliefs, and your results. The mind, just like the body, needs daily training. If you ignore it, it gets lazy. It gets dull. It starts repeating old patterns. You start reacting instead of thinking. You start assuming instead of learning. But when you make the decision to grow mentally, you step into a different life, a life where you are more aware, more intentional, more prepared. You see things clearer, you respond better, you become sharper, stronger, and more stable. That all starts with learning. One thing at a time. You don't have to read an entire book every day. You don't need to attend a seminar every week. You just need to be consistent in challenging your mind. Learn a new principle about discipline. Discover a better way to manage your time. Understand a deeper truth about how habits work. Study how successful people think and act. Open your mind to ideas that make you uncomfortable. That's where growth lives, just beyond what you already know. There's a cost to staying mentally stuck. When you don't learn, you repeat. You make the same mistakes. You fall into the same traps. You surround yourself with the same kind of thoughts. And slowly, you stop progressing. Not because you're not trying, but because you're operating with outdated thinking. The world changes fast. Problems evolve. Opportunities shift. And if your thinking doesn't grow, you fall behind, not in the world's eyes, but in your own potential. Sharp thinking gives you an edge in every area of life. It helps you make better decisions. It protects you from emotional reactions. It gives you the ability to solve problems without panic. It allows you to separate what's urgent from what's important. It gives you control over your focus. And that control builds real freedom. Freedom from confusion. Freedom from frustration. Freedom from the mental chaos that keeps most people stuck. But that kind of thinking doesn't show up by accident. It's built. It's sharpened. It's developed through learning something useful every day. You can't wait for life to teach you everything the hard way. You have to be proactive. You have to seek knowledge like it's your responsibility. Because it is. Nobody's going to knock on your door and hand you a better mindset. You build it by exposing yourself to better information. It can be a podcast. It can be a well-written article. It can be 5 pages of a book. It can be a deep conversation with someone who knows more than you. It can even be a moment of reflection on something you experienced yesterday. The method doesn't matter. The discipline does. The commitment to growth does. The willingness to think deeper does. That's what separates people who grow from those who stay stuck in circles. Every day brings a new chance to upgrade your mind. But you have to choose it. You have to say, today I will feed my mind something that strengthens it. That one act, done repeatedly, adds up to transformation. It doesn't feel dramatic in the moment. But weeks go by, months pass, and suddenly you realize you're not thinking like you used to. You're more patient. You're more strategic. You're not shaken by small things. You're not making impulsive choices. You've matured mentally, and it shows in your results. Learning also builds confidence. When you understand more, you doubt yourself less. You stop guessing and start knowing. You carry yourself with certainty, not because you have all the answers, but because you're growing in wisdom. And wisdom gives you the courage to act, to speak clearly, to lead, to face problems head-on instead of avoiding them. That kind of self-assurance doesn't come from wishing. It comes from knowing you've prepared your mind for life's challenges. Most people stop learning after school. They think they've done enough. But life will always demand more. And if you don't stay a student, life will force you to learn through pain, through failure, through disappointment. You can avoid a lot of that by choosing to learn now. Learn before the crisis. Learn before the mistake. Learn before the regret. That's how smart people operate. They stay ahead because they never stop learning. The truth is, life rewards the person who shows up ready, mentally ready, focused, steady, strong. That kind of person doesn't crumble under pressure because they've trained their mind to stay sharp. They don't get lost in drama because they've developed perspective. They don't fall apart when things go wrong because they've studied how to respond, not react. That kind of strength is built one lesson at a time. You don't need to be the smartest. You just need to stay hungry. Stay curious. Stay humble enough to admit you don't know everything, and strong enough to go find the answers. Let that be part of who you are. The person who never lets a day go by without growing in some way. The person who sees every situation as a chance to learn. The person who asks questions, who seeks truth, who stays mentally ready, because they know life doesn't wait for you to catch up. Learning sharpens your awareness. You start noticing things others miss. You start seeing connections between ideas. You start predicting problems before they happen. You start adapting faster. That awareness becomes your advantage. It keeps you alert. It helps you move with intention. It makes your presence stronger because your mind isn't cluttered with confusion. It's clear, sharp, and focused. But this only happens when you make it a habit. One new thing, every day, doesn't matter how small. What matters is that it's consistent, that it matters to your growth, that it strengthens the way you think. Your mindset is your greatest tool. You have to treat it like something valuable. You have to train it, protect it, and feed it well. So make a decision. From this day forward, no more mental autopilot. No more going through the day without feeding your mind. No more settling for old ways of thinking. If you want a better life, you need better thinking. If you want better results, you need better strategies. And if you want to grow, you need to learn. Daily, consistently, and intentionally. That's how you move from who you are to who you could be. That's how you grow strong from the inside out. One new thing, every day. One idea that makes you think. One insight that makes you better. That's all it takes. And once you begin, you'll never want to go back. Because the more you grow, the clearer life becomes. The more you know, the more confident you feel. And the sharper you think, the stronger you live. Every single day. One lesson at a time.
Chapter 8. Move around to stop your mood from sinking. Move around to stop your mood from sinking. It sounds simple, and it is, but it's one of the most overlooked habits that can pull you out of mental and emotional lows. When your mood starts to drop, your energy slows down, your thinking gets cloudy, and everything begins to feel heavier than it really is. You begin to overthink small problems. You start doubting yourself. You lose momentum. That's when the mind turns against you. And if you don't interrupt that pattern early, you start slipping into a state that's hard to break out of. But there's a powerful solution within reach. Movement. When you move your body, you shift your state. You create change without waiting on motivation. You don't need to feel good to start. You just need to get up. Physical motion sends a message to your brain that it's time to reset. That something new is happening. That you're not stuck. It doesn't have to be intense.
You don't need to run 5 miles or hit the gym for hours. Sometimes, it's just standing up, stretching, walking around your room, taking a step outside, doing a few squats, moving your arms, changing your posture. The key is to act before the low mood takes control. Low moods don't just happen out of nowhere. They build slowly, triggered by inactivity, isolation, negative thoughts, or lack of direction. And when you stay still for too long, those feelings grow. You sit in your own head. You overanalyze. You play the same old stories again and again. But when you move, you interrupt that loop. You disrupt the mental pattern that's pulling you down. Movement clears space for new thoughts to enter. It opens a window for a better perspective to show up. It gets your blood flowing, you're breathing deeper, and your attention out of your mind and into the present. Most people wait for their mood to improve before they take action. They think, I'll move when I feel better. But the truth is, you feel better because you moved. That's the shift most people need. You don't wait for energy, you create it. You don't wait for clarity, you move your way into it. And the moment you start, you realize you're not as stuck as you thought. Your problems didn't disappear, but your strength to face them increased. That's what movement gives you. Not solutions, but the capacity to deal with what's in front of you. There's a reason people feel better after a walk. There's a reason stress softens after light movement. Your body holds emotions, it stores tension, it reacts to your thoughts. And when you stay still in a bad state, that tension increases. But as soon as you start moving, your system responds. You begin to release the weight that's pressing down on your mood. And little by little, you shift your state from stuck to steady. You have to remember this. Your body is not separate from your mind. They're deeply connected. What you do with one affects the other. If you slump your shoulders, lower your head, and sit in the dark, your mind will reflect that posture. But if you open up, stand tall, move with purpose, and breathe deeper, your mind starts to follow. You influence your mindset by what you do physically. That's why movement is not just about fitness. It's about emotional control. It's a way to protect your energy when life starts pressing in. You can build this as a daily habit. You don't have to wait until you feel low. Use movement as a tool throughout the day to keep your mindset strong. Take a walk when you're stuck on a problem. Stand up and stretch when your thoughts get too loud. Do something physical when you feel yourself spiraling. Train your body to become your signal. It knows when you need a shift, and it responds when you take action. You don't need fancy routines. You don't need equipment. You need awareness and intention. If your mood starts dipping, don't sit and hope it fixes itself. Get up. Move. Breathe. Take control. That's what personal responsibility looks like. It's not about avoiding bad days. It's about learning how to handle them better. Movement gives you that edge. It gives you a way out when your thoughts try to trap you. It also builds momentum. A few steps turn into a short walk. A quick stretch turns into 5 minutes of flow. One push-up becomes a burst of energy. And the next thing you know, your focus returns. Your clarity sharpens. Your goals don't feel as far away. You're back in the driver's seat. Not because everything's perfect, but because you moved instead of sitting in the storm. You won't always want to do it. That's expected. But do it anyway. Movement is a discipline. It's a habit of self-care that strengthens your resilience. The more you train yourself to respond with motion instead of emotion, the stronger you become. You stop being controlled by feelings. You stop letting moods run your day. You develop a grounded mindset that moves forward no matter what. And here's the beautiful part. Movement is always available to you. No matter where you are, no matter what's going on, you don't need a reason, you don't need a schedule, you just need a choice. When your energy feels off, move. When your mood dips, move. When your mind starts racing, move. It's not a cure-all, but it's a trigger for change. It's the beginning of a better moment. You don't need to fight your feelings. You need to redirect them. You don't need to ignore your stress. You need to release it. Movement helps you do both. It gives your emotions a way out. It gives your mind a break from itself. It brings you back into the present. And in the present you can make better decisions. You can take a breath. You can regroup. And sometimes that's all you need. So start making this part of your life. Don't just move when you feel good. Move when you don't. Move when you're stuck. Move when your mind says not today. Move because it's your way of saying, I still have control. That decision will save you from sinking into moods that steal your days. This habit won't just lift you in low moments. It will make you mentally tougher overall. It will increase your awareness. It will strengthen your emotional regulation. It will give you one more tool to deal with the pressures of life. And the more you use it, the more natural it becomes. Movement becomes your anchor, your reset button, your quiet answer to a loud mind. The days when you don't want to move are the days when you need it most. Those are the days that define whether you spiral or stabilize. So don't wait. Don't delay. Don't let your energy sink because you're waiting for motivation. Move before the mood takes over. Shift your state with action. Use your body to change your mind. Because the strongest people aren't the ones who never feel low, they're the ones who know how to lift themselves out of it. One step at a time. One move at a time. One choice at a time.
Chapter 9. Look back at today and ask what improved. Look back at today and ask what improved. That simple question, when practiced daily, can transform how you grow, how you think, and how you move through life. At the end of each day, when the noise quiets and the work is done, you get the chance to check in with yourself. Not just to see how busy you were, but to see if you made any progress. Because being active isn't the same as getting better. And if you never pause to reflect, you won't know whether you're moving forward or just running in place. Improvement doesn't always show up as big wins or obvious success. Most days, it's found in small shifts, in better decisions, in how you handled a conversation, in how quickly you got back on track after a setback. But if you don't stop and look for those things, you miss them. And when you miss them, you begin to feel like nothing's working, like you're stuck, like your effort isn't paying off. That's how discouragement creeps in. Not because you aren't improving, but because you aren't recognizing it. This daily habit isn't about judgment. It's not about looking for what you did wrong. It's about paying attention to what you did right. What got better? What moved in the right direction? Even if just a little, did you show more patience today than yesterday? Did you follow through on a task you usually avoid? Did you choose discipline over distraction? Did you keep your attitude in check when things didn't go your way? These are the moments that build character. And when you take time to notice them, you start to believe in your own growth. That belief is powerful. It keeps you going when progress is invisible. It gives you fuel on the days when results are slow. It reminds you that every day has value. That no effort is wasted, if it's moving you closer to who you want to be. But you won't see any of that, unless you pause and ask the question, what improved today? It doesn't matter how busy you were, what matters is whether you got better in some way.
Because real success is measured in self-mastery. It's measured in how well you manage your time, your energy, your attitude, and your choices. And the only way to keep improving in those areas is to reflect honestly and consistently. When you build the habit of checking in with yourself at the end of the day, you gain something most people miss, awareness. You stop drifting, you stop repeating old mistakes, you stop letting days pass without meaning. You start taking ownership, and that ownership turns into momentum. Most people live on autopilot. They go through the motions. They finish the day exhausted, distracted, and disconnected from their goals. They hope things will get better, but they don't track anything. They don't review, they don't learn from their own life. And because of that, they stay stuck. But when you look back daily with purpose, you begin to study your own progress. You become your own coach. You see patterns, you spot gaps, and you build better habits one choice at a time. You can start this habit in just 5 minutes. Sit quietly. No phone, no noise. Just your thoughts and a question. What did I improve today? Write it down, speak it out. Think through the day, from morning to night. Where were you strong? Where did you hesitate but still act? Where did you show up better than you did yesterday? That's how growth becomes visible. And when it becomes visible, it becomes addictive. You start wanting to improve more. You start pushing yourself, not because you're chasing perfection, but because you're chasing progress. You're not going to be great every day. Some days, improvement might look like holding back your temper. Some days, it might be showing up when you didn't feel like it. Other days, it might be saying no to something that used to control you. The point isn't to be flawless. The point is to be better, even by 1%, even by one moment. If you improved your attitude, your focus, your choices, your discipline, then you won. This habit also teaches you honesty. Not the kind you perform for others, but the kind you sit with alone. When you look back at the day, you see the truth. You see whether you wasted time. You see whether you avoided the work. You see if you gave your best or just got by. And that kind of honesty creates growth. Not guilt, not shame. Growth, because now you know what to adjust. You know where to aim. You know how to wake up tomorrow and do just a little better. It's easy to overlook growth when life moves fast. But the most powerful changes often come slowly. In daily actions. In steady effort. In quiet improvements. That's why reflection matters. Because without it, you lose track of the journey. You forget how far you've come. You miss the lessons. But when you reflect, you carry those lessons forward. You remember the good. You learn from the bad. And you enter the next day more prepared. This isn't about pressure, it's about awareness. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be awake. Present enough to notice what's working. Honest enough to admit what's not. Committed enough to keep going. And humble enough to learn from your own experience. Make this habit personal. Don't compare it to others. Don't try to impress anyone with your progress. This is your journey, your standard, your improvement. Ask yourself at night, not what the world thinks, but what you know to be true. Did I grow today? Did I take a step? Did I do something that made me stronger? If yes, be proud. If not, adjust. And either way, get ready to go again tomorrow. Your mind becomes clearer when you reflect. Your goals stay fresh. Your actions become sharper. Your time becomes more intentional. This is how you build a life of steady improvement. Not through grand gestures, but through daily awareness. Through small wins. Through honest reflection. through one good question at the end of each day. So no matter how the day went, whether it felt like a victory or a setback, don't let it pass without asking the question. Look back. Ask what improved. Find the progress. Learn from the moments, and let that awareness guide you forward. That's how you grow without burning out. That's how you stay connected to your purpose. That's how you build a mindset that gets stronger every single day. Chapter 10. Stick to good habits until they feel natural. Stick to good habits until they feel natural. That's how real transformation happens, not by trying to change everything overnight, but by staying consistent long enough that the right actions become automatic. Most people give up before they get there. They try something for a few days, maybe a couple of weeks, and when it starts feeling hard or inconvenient, they stop. Not because it doesn't work, but because they expected it to feel easy too soon. But if you're serious about changing your life, you have to understand this. The breakthrough happens after the repetition. You earn the results by sticking with the habit long enough for it to become part of who you are. The beginning is always the hardest. When the habit is new, your mind resists it. Your body resists it. You feel uncomfortable. You second guess your progress. You wonder if it's even worth it. That's the test. If you push through that early resistance and keep going, the process starts to get easier. Not because the task changes, but because you do. Your mindset adapts. Your identity adjusts. You stop needing to convince yourself. You just do it. There's a power in doing the same right thing day after day. You stop arguing with yourself. You stop debating whether you should do it or not. You stop overthinking. You just wake up and act. That's what makes the habit feel natural. It becomes part of your rhythm. It becomes your standard. It becomes the way you move through life without needing to talk yourself into it every time. Most people get stuck in the cycle of starting and stopping. They start with motivation, get excited, make promises, but then life happens. Distractions show up, old habits call them back, and instead of staying the course, they hit pause. They let emotion override discipline, and every time they stop, they reset the progress. They stay in the early stage where everything feels forced. That's why nothing sticks, because they never stayed long enough to make it natural. You have to push past that line. You have to go through the days when it doesn't feel rewarding, when it feels like work, when no one sees what you're doing, when you don't even see the changes yourself yet. That's the space where habits get solid. You don't need dramatic wins every day. You need quiet consistency. The kind of effort that looks small in the moment but compounds over time. When you stick to something long enough, it stops feeling like effort and starts feeling like routine. You stop relying on motivation because the behavior is now familiar. It fits into your day like brushing your teeth, like getting dressed. You don't think about it. You just do it. That's the goal. That's where your power lives. In automatic excellence, in doing the right thing without needing a reason every single time. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be persistent. You will slip. You will miss a day. But the difference between people who change and people who don't is how fast they get back on track. The ones who succeed don't wait for the perfect moment to begin again. They pick it back up without guilt and keep going. Because one missed day doesn't undo a habit, quitting does. The key is to treat habits as part of your identity, not a temporary challenge. It takes time to rewire your routines. You're not just adding new actions, you're replacing old patterns, you're teaching your mind and body that this is the new standard. And it's uncomfortable at first. That's normal. That discomfort means you're breaking away from the old version of you. You're choosing something better, even when it's not easy. And every time you show up and follow through, you prove to yourself that you're becoming someone different. You don't need massive action to change your life. You need consistency in small actions that move you forward. A little discipline every day adds up faster than bursts of energy, followed by long gaps. Show up when it's hard. Show up when it's boring. Show up when you'd rather do something else. That's how the habit sticks. That's how it becomes real. People often ask how long it takes to build a habit. There's no fixed answer. The truth is, it takes as long as it takes to make it feel natural. For some things, that's a few weeks. For others, it's months. What matters isn't the timeline. What matters is that you keep going until you no longer have to think about it. Until it's not something you try to do, it's just something you do. You'll notice the shift one day. You'll wake up and do the thing without resistance, without delay, without the internal struggle. That's when you know the habit has taken root. That's when it's no longer a goal. It's a way of life. But that moment doesn't happen by luck. It happens because you kept going through the friction. You kept going when the excitement faded. You kept showing up with quiet discipline. Habits shape your future in advance. They're the foundation under every result you want. You don't rise to your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. And those systems are built on habits. If you want to grow, you need habits that support your growth. If you want peace, you need habits that reduce stress. If you want strength, you need habits that challenge you. And once you identify the right habits, your only job is to repeat them until they become second nature. That's how change becomes permanent. Not because you forced it every day, but because you endured long enough for it to become automatic. You don't have to battle with your habits forever, but you do have to commit long enough for them to settle in. And that's where most people fall short. They quit in the transition. They leave during the tension. They don't realize the hardest part is right before it gets easier. Stick with it. Even when the results aren't showing yet. Even when no one claps for you. Even when it feels repetitive. That repetition is what builds a new version of you. A more focused you. A more capable you. A more consistent you. And one day you'll look back and realize you don't even think about the habit anymore. You just live it. You embody it. It's part of your identity. And that's the goal. To live the kind of life where doing the right thing doesn't feel like pressure. It feels like normal. To build routines that protect your energy, build your discipline, and carry you forward. You don't have to force it forever. But you do have to finish what you start. And if you stick with good habits long enough, they'll carry you even when motivation runs dry. They'll hold you steady when life gets chaotic. They'll remind you who you've become. Stay with the process until the process becomes who you are. That's the moment habits stop feeling like effort and start feeling like identity. That's when your life starts running on a new system, one that's built on strength, consistency, and growth. You're not waiting for change anymore. You're living it. One day at a time, one habit at a time, until it's just who you are.